Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 130, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 130. It is impossible to see two worlds. Perception is consistent. What you see reflects your thinking, and your thinking but reflects your choice of what you want to see. Your values are determiners of this. For what you value, you must want to see. Believing what you see is really here. No one can see a world his mind has not accorded value, and no one can fail to look upon what he believes he wants. Yet who can really hate and love at once? Who can desire what he does not want to have reality? And who can choose to see a world of which he is afraid? Fear must make blind, for this is its weapon. That which you fear to see, you cannot see. Love and perception thus go hand in hand, but fear obscures in darkness what is there. It is impossible to see two worlds which have no overlap of any kind. Seek for the one, the other disappears, but one remains. They are the range of choice beyond which your decision cannot go. The real and the unreal are all there are to choose between, and nothing more than these. Begin your searching for the other world by asking for a strength beyond your own and recognizing what it is you seek. You do not want illusions. Empty your hands of all petty treasures of this world and wait for God to help you as you say, "It is impossible to see two worlds. Let me accept the strength God offers me and see no value in this world, but I may find my freedom and deliverance." It is impossible to see two worlds. This lesson has me looking at what I value, because what I value is what I am going to see. And I think what this lesson is really about for me is looking deeply at those values. It's not about my big values that he is asking me to look at today, but my everyday decisions about what I want right now. He is asking me to, every time I have a want, to stop and look at the want. What is the want or the value that I think I can get? If I want a piece of chocolate and I look at that want, I gave myself chocolate because I wanted to treat myself, show love to myself. But later in the day, it may be my mode to feel fear, blame, and guilt over the chocolate. And that is the opposite of self-love. That is a form of self-hate. So what I thought was an act of kindness or love towards myself, in truth, wasn't. So he's asking me to look at the split mind. This is an example of a split mind, the decision to eat the chocolate. Part of the mind says it wants it for love, and then it flips and wants it for the opposite reason. So he's asking me today to look at these desires, these wants, the value that it holds, and ask myself, what is the value in this thing that I want? For instance, I want it to treat myself, to show myself love. But I know that leads to fear later. And is it really showing myself love? If I know I am giving myself the opportunity to have fear later? And in looking at it with an open mind, looking at the split, the conflict within, can I eat the chocolate and not have conflict later? If I truly want to give myself love by eating chocolate, then I surely don't want to show myself unlove by giving it fear later. It is possible to let the fear go for later, to show myself love now. But if the desire that is charging this isn't really love, then it won't be experienced as love later. I look at what I am desiring and valuing with all the honesty and openness and see if it is the world I want to see. If not, then I can choose again. Choose something that I value, that is loving, when examined with an open mind. Is there another way I can treat myself, show myself love that doesn't bring fear? Maybe I listen to a song I don't take the time to listen to. Or maybe I sit quiet in meditation to show myself love. Or maybe I read a page out of a book I really like to show myself love. To bring myself back to right thinking. There has got to be another way, is a statement we make with each want that comes up, We look at each want and see if it is a split decision or a hidden agenda in the mind. And if it is, then there's got to be another way to show myself love. And that is what this lesson is about. It is impossible to see two worlds. Where do I have a split mind? Which mind do I want to feed? Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to look at all the desires and wants that come up in just my everyday life, and help me to see where I do have a split mind or a hidden agenda. Help me to choose only you in guiding me through. I want only the love. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we begin our searching for the other world by asking for the strength beyond our own and recognizing what it is we seek. We do not want illusion. And so we empty our hands of all the petty treasures of this world. And we wait for God to help us. God will be there, for we have called upon the great unfailing power which will take this giant step with us in gratitude. Thank you for joining with me in healing our minds. Namaste.